The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
To kick us off, Grover Norquist joining us this morning, the tax man, or the anti-tax man, really. Grover, thank you for joining us on a busy time as a tax bill rushes through the Senate.
Absolutely. Good to talk to you.
Nice to chat with you. This is going to be interesting that 10 a.m. this morning, the Senate resuming debate. Do you expect that they'll actually pass a tax bill today?
Yeah, it's now clear that we're going to pass a tax bill. It's going to look very much like something between the House and the Senate package. When John McCain endorsed it, that clearly took off the table one of the potential problems. He had voted against the 2001 and the 2003 tax cuts. But we had a number of senators who each had interesting things that they wanted to add. You could suggest to some of them it would have been nice if they turned their homework in on time, like the other children, instead of showing up at the last minute and going, I have an idea. And why don't you all sit around and wait while we just find out if my idea is even legal? But we're working through that.
Right.
That's what senators do. That's okay. Good news is we're going to make America competitive at the international level. We have a 35% business tax. The rest of the world's at about 20%. Communist China's at 25. We're at 35. They're at 25. This is crazy. We need to fix this. Everybody says we need to fix it. Finally, it's getting done. We're also treating the 30 million small businesses, pass-throughs, people who run a small business but pay their taxes not to a corporate income tax but a personal income tax, taking their rates down. Not as much as we need to, but it is the first time we've kind of acknowledged that problem since about 1931 when we made an effort to fix it. That's a big step forward. All individual rates are coming down as well. This is largely a jobs program. It's a lot of tax reform in there, getting a lot of the things that get in the way of economic growth. We also have full and immediate business expensing. And what that means is that when a company buys three trucks or a new piece of equipment, you expense the $1 million they're spending immediately rather than depreciate it over 5, 10, 25 years. It makes a lot of difference having depreciating it right away to companies. It reduces the cost of capital, the cost of new investment. And by taking the tax at the other end down from 35 to 20, we increase the cash flow of every company and small business in the country so that their rate of return goes up. What does that mean? That means you can invest in more job-creating projects because it's less expensive to make the investment, and there's better after-tax cash flow. I mean, same economic activity, but the government gets out of the way a little bit at both ends of the process. This is going to create a lot of jobs, a lot of real steps forward, and I'm excited about it. This is the first of an annual tax cut. As long as the Republicans have the House, the Senate, and the presidency, they will cut taxes every year.
You know, Grover, I was listening to some of this morning and some of the concerns this morning by some of the congressmen like Bob Corker, for instance, and some others who are holding out. And obviously one of them being that the deficit. But there was a letter that was signed by over 100 economists that sent to Congress saying that, you know, if you with these cuts, you're going this $1 trillion they're worried about, you're going to make that up by 0.4% in GDP growth. So, you know, is that enough to ease their concerns about this deficit? Clearly not, right?
Well, it's it's not enough to ease the supposed concerns of a handful of people. Not only do you simply have to take growth up to 5.4%, not even a 1% increase. Reagan took growth up to 4% a year plus for the next 7 years. We've been stuck at 2% now during the Obama recovery. During the recovery, we've only grown at 2% a year. We have traditionally grown at 3.5% a year since World War II, including recessions. Okay, so we are way below where we've been. These changes will make us grow not only faster than we've been growing at 2%, but I think take us up past the historic growth. The other reason the deficit concern is unserious is because in April, there is going to be another budget reconciliation package. What's going to be in that? Everybody knows what's going to be in it. It's welfare reform. We're going to, Obama had undone much of the welfare reform that Bill Clinton signed. We're going to put that back, and we're going to say you have to be at work if you're an able-bodied young man, and you've got to, and the time limits, you can't be on welfare forever. And we're going to block grant food stamps, Medicaid, all the various means-tested programs, not Medicare, not Social Security. Those are different issues. People actually contribute to pay for those, and you get them because you contributed, not because you're not working. The others are welfare programs. They'll be block granted out to the state, and they will continue to have more resources, but not beyond the rate of inflation. That alone, over time, saves a great deal of money. It'll be the largest deficit-reducing reform in ever, other than like ending World War II. And everybody knows this is coming. So to argue that this bill has to solve all the world's problems
right.
is to miss the point that this is a part of a process. And frankly, I think there's some showboating going on and where people say, I want everyone to know I really care. Well, if they really cared, they'd get to work a year ago.
Grover, real quick, what are some of the danger zones you're looking out for today that you don't want the Senate bill to include? There's talks about triggers and raising corporate taxes to another rate. What are you thinking?
Anything that takes the business tax over 20% is a very bad idea because we all agreed on 20 and we went to companies and we've taken away a lot of the special deals they used to have and said, we're going to go to 20%. They said, well, if it's 20%, then losing the tax deductibility of this side or the other thing is okay. Well, we've taken away all those deductions and credits, which is good. And if you start to creep up, some people are trying to use that 20% rate as if it was a piggy bank. I have an idea. Let's take 20 to 21. It's only 20 to 21. Marco Rubio wants to take it to 22
right.
to hand out a bunch of tax credits. Well, you know what? If he does that, he will be the George Herbert Walker Bush of this effort. We had a great tax reform under Reagan, and George Herbert Walker Bush broke it by saying the new tax rates, they're going to go up. We got rid of deductions and credits, but the rates are going to start to climb. Every time somebody wants a dollar, they'll just raise the rates a little bit. And Rubio is trying to do the same thing. We had an agreement among all the senators and everybody involved, and he's trying to break it to be a Santa Claus with money. If that rate goes above 20%, it is the beginning of unraveling a very good program.
All right. Well, we'll keep an eye on it. Thank you, Americans for Tax Reform's Grover Norquist, breaking it all down for us this morning. Chat with you soon, Grover, hopefully after a successful and money-saving tax bill.